This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of people protested in Paris and other French cities on Saturday against a mandatory coronavirus health pass for entry to a wide array of public venues introduced by the government as it battles a fourth wave of infection. Police say protesters injured three police officers in Paris. It's the third weekend in a row that people opposed to President Emmanuel Macron's new COVID-19 measures have taken to the streets. Visitors going to French museums, movie theaters, or swimming pools are already denied entry if they cannot produce the health pass showing they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have had a recent negative test. Parliament approved a new law this week that makes vaccinations mandatory for health workers and extends the health pass requirement to bars, restaurants, trade shows, trains, and hospitals. Police estimate some 13,000 people demonstrated on the streets of Paris, and about 3,000 police officers were deployed in the capital, with anti-riot officers striving to keep demonstrators on authorized routes. Authorities sought to avoid a repeat of events last week when scuffles between police and demonstrators broke out. U.S. military explosive experts said Saturday they believe a drone strike this week targeted an Israeli-managed oil tanker that came under attack off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea, killing two on board. The U.S. Navy says American nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan and the guided missile destroyer USS Mischer are now escorting the tanker as it heads to a safe port. While no one has claimed responsibility for the attack, Israeli officials allege Tehran launched the drone strike. Iran has not directly discussed the incident, though tensions remain high over its tattered nuclear deal. Thursday's attack killed two crew members, one from Britain and one from Romania. This is VOA News. A Thai hospital morgue overwhelmed by COVID-19 deaths has begun storing bodies in refrigerated containers, resorting to a measure it last took in the devastating 2004 tsunami as the country grapples with its biggest coronavirus outbreak. Thailand on Saturday reported a daily record of nearly 19,000 new cases and a record 178 new deaths. At a university hospital near the capital Bangkok, a 10-freezer morgue usually handles up to 7 autopsies a day. But the latest wave of the coronavirus pandemic means it now has to deal with more than 10 bodies daily, and almost 20% of bodies with unidentified cause of death later test positive for COVID-19, according to the morgue. Hospitals in Bangkok and the surrounding provinces are running out of capacity due to the surge in infections. Vietnam's government announced Saturday will Monday extend strict curbs on movement in its business hub Ho Chi Minh City and in other 18 cities and provinces throughout its south for another 2 weeks to help combat its worst COVID-19 outbreak. After successfully containing the virus for much of the pandemic, Vietnam is facing a rapid spread of infections that has led to movement restrictions in and around one-third of the country. It's registered a total of 145,000 cases and about 1,300 deaths, but 85% of those were recorded over the past month. The Southeast Asian country reported more than 8,000 new infections late Saturday. Most confirmed cases have been detected in the south, especially Ho Chi Minh City, where social distancing measures have been enforced since May 31st. Vietnam's deputy prime minister and head of the COVID-19 task force says it may take months to contain the situation in the area. Ho Chi Minh City is currently Vietnam's epicenter, accounting for 64% of the country's total infections. Turkish state media is reporting fire crews tackled blazes for a fourth day as the number of people killed in forest fires sweeping through southern Turkey rose to 6 on Saturday. The wildfires broke out on Wednesday and have since injured more than 300 and forced the evacuation of villages and hotels. 10 fires are still going, and another 88 have been brought under control, according to Turkish fire officials. Investigators are trying to establish if some of the fires were started deliberately. More than 2,600 fires have erupted each year on average in the last decade in Turkey, but that figure jumped to almost 3,400 last year. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. Again, find us at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.